Final tonight from Hanterfield House, Georgia Southern 100, Carver 70. Eagles shoot 45%, make 8 threes. They force 27 turnovers, have 21 assists on 37 made baskets, and also have 18 steals, including a career-high 7 from Elijah McCadden. Now on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up, joined by head coach Mark Byington, you knew that it was going to be another game without Calvin Wishart, without Isaiah Crawley, and you were hoping that somebody would step up tonight, knowing that they would get some more minutes. Having seen the game, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was, you know, I thought we had a great start, and that was one of the emphasis we had coming into the game. And so we didn't have a lot of major things. We wanted a quick start because we haven't been doing that early this year. We also wanted to have a high assist game because we didn't do that very well down in Florida as well. So I thought we shared the ball. I thought we approached the game, came out the right way. We were able to play a lot of guys. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to get through the game with no injuries. You know, that's kind of a you know, something we take for granted sometimes, but when you're a team like us with a lot of guys down. So we got to the game healthy. We were able to play a lot of guys, get guys different experience, you know, and then also comes to my mind, you know, is Ado. He people don't realize this, so he's a walk-on, and he's going to play in a couple games in a year, and mainly he's getting our team ready. But he puts in so much work, and he's probably shot 40,000 shots to be able to make those threes, and 40,000 to be able to make those three threes. And, you know, so I was happy for him to be able to come through like that. And he looked good and kept that last group going together there towards the end.
Going back to the idea of needing to get off to a better start, you had a 15-4 lead. Ike Smith goes 4-4 from downtown. He has 12 of those first 15 points. What did you see from that jump shot that was clicking in the early going?
Well, it was just taking the right shots. And, you know, it happened to be where a couple of different times where the ball was reversed to him, and he shot it in rhythm. I know off offensive rebound one time they found him in the corner. And then he got in a rhythm. He made a couple off the dribble after that. But he, you know, Ike puts in a lot of work too, and these guys put in so much time shooting and working and things like that. So it's good to see him get rewarded. You know, this – some things in this game, even a game like this, that you definitely want to go back and try to fix. But unfortunately, we can't go all in on basketball right now because we got exam week coming up, and that's going to take priority in the next couple of days.
It's 9 days until your next game. You go to Bradley, a really good team out of the Missouri Valley. They went to the NCAA tournament last year. You beat them in overtime here at Hanter in 2018. How will you structure things on court once they get things taken care of class-wise?
Yeah, so it's a very good team. You know, we lost by 4 at their place 2 years ago, and yeah. I thought we played really well. And overtime game, like you mentioned here last year. So, you know, with our guys, you know, we've had a lot of games here with the tournament in Florida and everything else. So we're going to the guys got off tomorrow. We're going to go morning practice on Sunday. We're going to do an hour and a half practice on Monday, off on Tuesday, another hour and a half on Wednesday, and then trying to get through exams. And then, you know, we're going to have probably 2 full practices, you know, to get ready for a really good team. So it's not going to be easy, but, you know, I do think our guys will have a lot of respect for Bradley and be focused, you know, to be able to play them.
100-70 is the final score. The Eagles win it over Carver. Mark, appreciate the time. We'll catch up in a couple days.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Danny.
6-3, the Eagles are. One final segment on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. Talk a little bit about Bradley. Maybe talk a little Georgia Southern football, a little Georgia Southern women's basketball. They've got a matchup tomorrow in Macon against Mercer. That's coming up when we come back. 100-70 is the victory from Learfield IMG College.